The $4 gallon of gas has caused a transformation in thinking. It has allowed us to see more clearly what is really occurring. And what's occurring to our nation is not just the fact that the people, the families, the American families are hurting at the pump. This is hurting families. This is a problem to the American family, particularly those on fixed income, many of whom live in Florida. Now, the problem becomes more acute because this also can emerge into our national defense, into our security as a nation. So what is occurring essentially is that the domestic supply of oil is ever decreasing. Our percentage of dependence on foreign sources is ever increasing, while at the same time the price is going through the roof. So it's really a supply and demand problem that cries out for a solution. We still want to protect our coastline. We still want to protect our beaches. But at the same time, we have to recognize a new reality. That new reality really requires us to adapt to the current circumstances. We are transferring wealth to the extent of $700 billion a year to foreign sources. It is unsustainable over a long period of time. America will be squandering its wealth purely to satisfy our demand for oil. And surely we've got to do other things about renewables. We've got to do all of that. But at the end of the day, we've got to do more on our own resources to produce more oil in American soil. But then what has occurred, I think, is that, in fact, the presumptive nominee of the Democratic Party and the presumptive nominee of the Republican Party have taken diverging points of view. Senator Obama remains stuck in the past. He is not for change. He is against change when it comes to taking care of America's oil resources. And I believe that that's what we're following here, is the dictates of higher powers. At the same time, the business of the Senate has ground to a halt. We've not been able to accomplish much because we have not been allowed to have the thorough kind of debate that we need to have on this very important issue. When I hear from Floridians today, they want us to move the business of government, but they most of all want us to solve this problem. They don't want us to put it aside. They know they're hurting.